Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, we thought today that we would start going through some lists of different resolution ideas for folks.
Right. Well, we've been talking all of last week. We talked about preparation. Earlier this week, we've talked about
why. Why we make resolutions.
I thought you were asking me why we did that. And I thought, well, didn't we talk about this? Didn't we discuss this already?
No, we talked about why we made resolutions.
That's right.
What makes it difficult.
And how your brain works against you, how the brain will sabotage you. And so we've had a fairly serious discussion about resolutions.
Right.
And now, as we approach the big day, we want to maybe be a little less serious, even a little irreverent, about resolutions, because we tend to take them so seriously.
Right.
And maybe we ought to take a lighthearted approach.
Have fun with it.
I wanted to have a little bit of fun the last 2 days of the year.
Yeah, so...
Since this is December 30th.
No, it's not. This would be the 28th.
No. When are they going to hear it?
Thursday, the 28th. Unless they listen to it 2 days after it comes out.
Then all right, the 30th. There we go. So we're on the same page.
So
that's why I always check.
You didn't check
what
that
day
time.
Is it?
You didn't check that time.
This is like a bad movie.
It is. It's good stuff. See, that's why I keep him around. It's comic relief.
I'm the house something or other. I don't know what.
The house elf?
The house... I don't know.
So this is an article from The Mirror, and it's entitled 21 Good New Year's Resolution Ideas for 2018 That Are More Exciting Than Joining a Gym.
On the plus side, this is for 2018.
That's right. So it is current.
And this struck me, that more exciting than joining the gym, because we all want to join the gym.
Right.
Most of these are, however, more serious. I like them.
They're practical ideas.
I especially like the first one.
Right. And we're not going to go through all 21.
No.
The link is in the show notes, so you can go through. We're just going to hit some of the ones that we think are really interesting. And the first one is to turn off your phone.
Turn your phone off.
Right.
Please. Boy, I've been having some arguments in my family about this phone business. But
yeah.
Okay. But we won't get into that.
But
I will get into it in the new year.
Right. But you know, turning your phone off more regularly so that you can interact with people face to face.
If we're talking, you know, turn your phone off and talk to me. Okay. Number two.
Remember your manners.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Good stuff, right?
Say please,
make a resolution.
Thank you.
Remember your manners.
Yeah.
But geez, we live in such a crude time. You know, people use words that are crude, and we just remember your manners, you know.
Yeah.
Start opening doors for people and be polite and let people in line and use people's names. You know, just use your manners.
Yeah. Number three is, I have to admit, is not something I do regularly. I don't clean my shoes.
But who's she, he or she?
He.
What he's talking about here, clean your shoes. Take care of your stuff.
Steve.
Take care of everything.
Right.
Okay. Clean your shoes is, take care of your shoes. We ignore them.
Yeah.
Or put them on everywhere. Now, I must say, when you live in the kind of climate we live in, when you live up north, you have to take care of your shoes. I mean, you have to polish them and clean them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you get salt on them and that'll eat the leather, or they get wet. And so it's a much bigger task. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to go through shoe polish because you have to keep your shoes clean. Mud gets on them. We don't have mud here. We have sand.
Yeah.
And so you just bang them together and they're clean.
Yeah.
We're up north, you got to wash them, clean them, and then you have to get the water off and polish them and buff them and everything.
Oh, so much work.
And it's a lot of work. I mean, taking care of your shoes up north is a chore. That's why you only have two pairs of shoes when you live up north, because, you know, it's very different. It's one of the big differences. Never mind. Let's go on. It's one of the big differences between the North and the South. It really is, because I used to think, why did I take so much time taking care of my shoes? And you don't need to do that in the South.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, right. I mean, they get wet, but they dry off.
Yeah.
All right. Up north, they get wet, and you have a cleaning project. What he means here, though, is take care of your stuff.
Yeah.
Right. You know, make your bed. You know that thing
that
we did? There's a book about that now.
Yeah.
He wrote a book. Make your bed. Get up and make your bed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Number four is to learn a party trick.
Why would you learn a party trick?
Why not?
No, what good does it do?
I think it's because it's an engagement. It's an interaction.
That's right. When you're out with people, if everybody at the table had some good party trick mm-hmm. that they could do, how much fun you would have.
Yeah.
We were at a dinner one night, and my brother, the musician, grabbed these. I think we were eating... I don't know whether it was a napkin or an amaretti cookie, but he folded the paper in a certain way,
mm-hmm.
ignited it, and it drifted away from the table.
Mm-hmm.
I realize you run the risk of setting the house on fire, but it didn't burn that long.
Yeah.
But I thought, wow, that was so... I mean, everybody was so impressed.
Yeah.
You know, he was lighting these things, and they would drift off into the dining room. I would like to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
That's a fact. But learn it. Learn to entertain people.
Yeah.
Right.
Number five is to go to the theater.
Right.
Make a resolution to go to the theater once or twice or three times through the year. I think it's nice because it's a very different form of entertainment when you go to the theater.
This always makes me feel guilty because every time I go to the theater, every time I go to see a show or a concert or whatever, I always feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And I leave thinking, this is something I need to do more of.
Right.
And I never do.
No, we never do.
And I hear all these, like, we have a lot of theater in Florida, mm-hmm. a lot of Oslo and local community theaters. There's one in Winter Haven, there's one here in Lakeland. I just never go. Harrison, School of the Arts, they have fabulous shows there. I never go.
Yeah.
I like going, but I never go.
Yeah.
Make a resolution to go.
Number six is to cook a different recipe every week.
Wow. That's an easy one.
For me. Yeah. That's just fun.
Right.
Number seven is to stop buying material goods.
Yes.
That's...
I hope my family is listening. Stop buying
material... It's difficult.
Resolve to stop buying material goods.
That's a difficult one for people, I think.
Right. Stop shopping.
Because there's so many good things out there.
So many other things you can do.
Number eight, now this is a really difficult one, find love. But you can find love in a lot of different ways. It could be with a different person. It could be with a person that you already have a relationship with.
How about a family member?
But it also could be with an activity. It could be something that you
love doing. I think most parents, most partners are guilty of this. During the course of a difficult year, 2017, relationships tend to fray. They tend to unravel a little bit, whether they're with your children or your spouse or a family member. Resolve in 2018 that you're going to knit those back up a little bit, that you're going to do whatever you need to do to repair the damage
mm-hmm.
and to make the relationship better.
Right.
That's finding love.
Right. Mm-hmm. Number nine is to walk to work. Now, this isn't going to work for everyone, especially in our area, because most of us don't live that close enough to work where we can walk.
That's right.
But if you live in a big city, I think that's sometimes a little bit
But you
easier.
Can also walk across the parking lot. Park in the back of the parking lot.
Right.
Don't look for the closest, that game, mm-hmm. I've got to find the closest place, you know.
Yeah.
Park at the back and then walk to the store. Yeah. There, look
nice
for
to
opportunities
exercise.
To exercise. Right.
Number 10 is to read a book. You know what? I a couple of years ago, I had set an expectation for myself to read a book a month.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not quite as ambitious as I wanted it to be.
Right.
I'd like to read a book every week. But, you
it's
know,
hard to do.
Then you end up choosing a book that's a little bit more dense.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Then you go into 2 weeks. But
yeah.
And then you should always have a book or two going.
Yeah.
We were going to recommend some books.
Yeah.
I think we'll do that maybe in January.
Yeah.
Recommend some books from 2017.
Yeah.
So you look forward to that one.
Yeah. Number 11 is to plant some bulbs.
Plant bulbs.
So
you know what bulbs
plants?
Are? Plant bulbs stay.
Yeah.
You know, they're not perennials. They don't, or they're not annuals or perennials. You plant a bulb and it produces every year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So plant bulbs so that they're there.
Number 12 is something we had not heard of, dryathlon.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of this.
So this is the idea of not drinking for a month.
Right, right.
You know?
And do something else.
Right.
And do something other than drinking for that month. Resolve that you're going to take February or January or March, and you're going to devote time to something else.
Right. Mm-hmm. Number 13 is to try something new every day.
Right.
That's a tough one.
Right.
Something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea of that is fantastic.
Right.
Because even if it's just the process of trying to think of something new to do every day is going to keep you kind of moving ahead.
Right.
Number 14 is to grow something to eat. So, you know, have a small garden, you know, plant a tomato plant or something to grow something that you can eat.
And again, it's difficult to do here, but I like basil. So I'm resolved. I'm going to have a whole window full of basil. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get this stuff growing and going and get some basil so I can have it to use every day.
Right. Right?
So all it takes is a windowsill, you know, to plant a garden.
Number 15 is to hug.
Right.
I have to admit, I'm a bit of a hugger. I like to hug.
But being careful.
It's just... About, oh, yeah.
Yeah. In these days of sensitivities to that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's... Be careful. You know, certainly being careful with it. But, you know, people that you're close to, people that you...
Yeah.
Don't go up to a stranger and hug them. That's the bad idea.
If you've stopped hugging your partner,
maybe
in 2018 you should resurrect that. Maybe... Today you should resurrect that.
Yeah,
that,
you don't have to wait.
Habit. Don't wait till the first. Go ahead and start today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number 16 is to save.
Right.
You know, put some money aside. Put some put some resources aside for that rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
Number 17 is funny because it's from the Mirror. Right. So they said, make the Mirror your homepage.
Right.
So that's that. You,
all right.
We're not endorsing. No. We're not sponsored by the Mirror.
But I thought it was
funny.
Clever.
Mm-hmm. Number 18 is to make a Christmas cake.
Right.
And this I think goes along with the trying something new,
right.
Making a new recipe.
Right.
You know, make a Christmas cake. Mm-hmm. Number 19 is to visit an elderly relative.
Bingo.
That's a great idea. Right. You know, the idea of going to see your elderly relatives more regularly.
People that you generally ignore.
Yeah.
You know, make an effort.
Yep. Number 20 is to smile more.
Right. As we know, it takes fewer muscles to smile than it does to frown.
And it does. And
I'm working.
They're contagious.
Right. Other people will call mirror neurons.
That's right. When you smile, others will smile
back.
And then number 21 is to go your own way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, don't follow the path that somebody else puts in front of you. Right. Create your own path.
Create your own.
Make your own way through things.
Right.
But all 21 of these, and we didn't talk about all of them in any detail, but all 21 of these are very non-traditional types of resolutions.
Okay.
They're not the... In no way did we say lose 20 pounds. No way did we say go to the gym. We didn't... Those routine, common, typical resolutions, we all know those, but these are
different twists. Remember we talked yesterday about you're doing the things that you want to do, and don't you know, your uphill struggle, the struggle with resolutions is you're taking on things that you don't like to do.
Right.
Okay. Most of us like to smile.
Right.
Most of us like to make people feel good. Most of us like cooking things. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so this, all 21 of these are things that we don't mind doing.
Right.
Okay. So that's one of the huge differences here. And one of the significant differences, we don't mind doing a lot of these things.
Yeah.
Hugging somebody.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to take a Herculean effort for me to go home and hug my wife.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Well, maybe it will take, you know, if she hugs back, you know, gotta be careful. No, but I don't have to break a bad habit. I don't have to overcome anything. It's something that everybody wants to do, you know, so I like these 21.
Yeah.
Put some of these on your list.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, all right, that's it for today. So make sure you're following us in all the different ways you can follow us, Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, YouTube. Write a review, rate us on especially on iTunes. That's a great way to help increase our visibility to other people. You know, communicate with us via Facebook or YouTube or Twitter. Just stay in contact with us. Let us know what you think about some of the things that we've been talking about. And check out our Patreon page, patreon.com/thementalbreakdown. We're working to grow that page, but it's a great way to, you know, get to know what we're doing and to support some of the things that we're doing so that we can do more.
Yeah.
So,
you know, of all the things we've talked about, I'd like to put these 21, type them out and put them up somewhere and just to remind myself to keep in mind to do these sorts of things, you know. And certainly if you have some things that we might add to the list.
Yeah.
We wouldn't mind getting to 25 or 30 of these things. So
absolutely.
Let us know what you're going to do that's positive and helpful.
Absolutely. So, all right, that's it. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.